Children, can you tell by this railing here and by the white cloth back there what special thing we're going to do today? That's right. Your parents are invited by the Lord to come have the Holy Supper. So underneath the white cloth, there is a silver plate with Holy Supper bread on it, and the minister will take it and break it into pieces so that we can all share it. And there's a pitcher that has wine in it and a silver cup. The minister will pour the wine into the cup so we can all share it. And the Lord is giving us his Holy Supper because he loves us. It's just like how your papa and mama give you your breakfast this morning and your lunch and your supper because they love you. They love to take care of you. Yes? Uh-huh. Nice. Good. So in this story today, this is a story about when the Lord asked his disciple John to write a letter for him to the people of the church in a town called Pergamos. And in this letter, you can hear the Lord talks about eating good things and eating bad things. First bad things and then good things. You can listen and hear what he says about that. And to the angel of the church in Pergamos write, "These things says he who has the sharp two-edged sword." Do you remember when John saw the Lord in the midst of the seven golden lampstands? Where was the sword coming from? Do you remember? Yes? That's right. It shows the sword represents the Lord's teaching us. Here's what the Lord says. "I know thy works." That means the Lord sees whatever we do. The Lord sees it. Nobody else might see it, but the Lord sees it. And here's something. The Lord says, "I know where you dwell, where Satan's throne is." Do you know who Satan is? What's Satan stand for? You know what that is? Satan is a word. Yes? That's right. Satan stands for the evil spirits. Does it sound like a good thing to live where Satan's throne is? Does that sound good?
No.
No. So that's not such a good thing about the people of Pergamos. But listen, now the Lord says something good about them. "And thou holdest my name, and thou hast not denied my faith, even in those days in which Antipas was my faithful martyr who was killed among you, where Satan dwells." What that means is, you really believe in me. Even when you saw your friend, my faithful witness, Antipas, being killed by Satan, you still were strong to believe in me. That was a good thing. But now what does the Lord say? "But I have a few things against thee, that thou hast there them who hold the teaching of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the sons of Israel, to eat idol sacrifices and to commit whoredom." Now, so do you remember who Balaam was? He was a bad prophet. And he taught Balak, who was a bad king, to throw a stumbling block in front of the children of Israel. In other words, to throw something in front of them that would make them trip and fall spiritually. And what he told them to do, taught Balak to do, was get the children of Israel to eat idol sacrifices. That means food that's offered to a false god like a statue instead of to the Lord. And then a whole lot of the children of Israel died because of that. Balaam and Balak were not good. And the Lord is saying to the people in Pergamos, you have some of those kind of people there. So there's the bad kind of eating things that were offered to idol sacrifices. Let's see what else the Lord says. "So thou hast, even thou, them who hold the teaching of the Nicolaitans, which I hate. Repent." That means stop doing the bad things. "Otherwise, I will come to thee quickly and will fight among them with the sword of my mouth." He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, that means who beats Satan and the evil spirits, "I will give to eat of the hidden manna." There's the good eating. I will give him to eat from the hidden manna. And I will give him a white stone, and on the stone a new name written, which no one knows except him who receives it. So in this story, the Lord talks about bad eating, the idol sacrifices, and good eating, the hidden manna, which the Lord will give. Every day, the Lord gives us all the food we need. Food for our natural body with breakfast, lunch, and supper. And he also gives us food for our spiritual body, the body in which we're going to live forever in heaven, which is not this body, it's inside of our natural body. He wants our spiritual body to grow up strong and healthy and beautiful too. And so the Lord gives us spiritual food, which is hidden. We don't see it with our eyes. It's hidden manna that the Lord gives us every day to help us grow up to be angels. It's like angel food. So how does the Lord do that? Do you remember how the Lord gave the children of Israel manna in the wilderness? They were living in a place where no one lived. There was hardly anything to eat. They would have starved to death. But every day the Lord made bread come down from heaven onto the ground, and then every family could go out and gather just what they needed. And it tasted good. It tasted like honey. It was very good bread. For 40 years, the Lord gave them this manna so that they could live in the wilderness. Well, here's an example of hidden manna for us. Suppose you have a little brother or sister. Maybe he's just old enough to learn to walk, let's say. And he's so cute, and you love him or her so much that you're glad to play with him, and you want to hold him in your arms and that sort of thing. That feeling, yeah, so that's that feeling of love for your little brother or sister is hidden manna. It's the Lord giving you that love that's going to help you become an angel. Or suppose that you have your little brother falls down and bonks his head. Or suppose your little sister is sad because she hasn't seen her mama for a while because your mama's working in another room. And you feel sorry for him or for her because they're sad. So you hurry over to help them. You help them feel better. Maybe you give them a hug. Maybe you carry them to your mama. Maybe you play with them so they cheer up. Well, that feeling of feeling sorry for someone else when they're sad and wanting to help them and hurrying to help them, that is hidden manna from the Lord. That's a feeling the Lord gives you. Good food would help your spiritual body grow. Or suppose that you have a job to do. It could be one of your regular chores, because everybody in the house needs to help. Or it could be a special job, and your mother or father has said that they'll pay you something for it. Or you get to watch a video, or you get to eat a treat when you're done. Suppose it's like that. Well, you could just say it's cleaning up a room. You could just go in there and sort of push everything off to the side and into the closets and say, I'm done. And really, it's not done. And your mama would say, well, I don't think this looks much better. I think you better start over again. Or you could go into that room and say, wow, this is kind of a mess. This is going to take a while, but it's going to look much better when I'm done. And you are careful to put everything away where it belongs. So when you're done, the room looks beautiful, and you can see the difference. And it feels good that you've done something really helpful, and your mama or your papa is pleased. Now that's another example of hidden manna from the Lord. Here's one more example. Suppose you have the chance to do something sneaky, something naughty. Like, suppose you have a chance to snitch some food that your mama has told you, don't touch that. Or suppose you could say something nasty about someone else. You whisper it to one of your friends about someone else, and you laugh at that person. You could do that. But you decide, you know, the Lord says no. And even though my parents might not catch me or the teacher might not see me, the Lord knows my works. And I know my works. And I know that's not good, so I'm not going to do that. And then afterwards, you feel peaceful because you know you did the right thing and you didn't do the wrong thing. Well, that's another example of hidden manna, where the Lord is giving you spiritual food to help you grow up strong. Meanwhile, Evil spirits are always offering us their idol sacrifices. They tell us, yeah, you should snitch that. It's going to be fun. You should be cruel to someone else. That will be fun. But actually, it makes you weak. It makes you ugly spiritually. It makes you sick. So we need to learn, and the Lord gives us His word, so we can tell the difference between hidden manna from the Lord and idol sacrifices from the evil spirits, from Satan. And then we can choose, and we can say, no, I'm not going to do that to the evil spirits, and we can say yes to the Lord. And that's why the Lord gives us Holy Supper, to remind us that He loves us, and He wants us to give us spiritual food that we can make us grow up strong and be His angels forever. Amen.